Well, as was alluded to in our prayer time earlier, we had a members meeting, a church meeting this morning for the purpose of calling a youth pastor. Aaron Nieder is his name, and that was affirmative, positive. So we are all very excited about the arrival of Aaron and his wife Beck into the role of youth pastor. So that's exciting. And also next Saturday night, there will be, from 5 o'clock, there will be a prayer meeting here. We have been praying for rain. Now, over the next couple of months in our evening service, we're going to start a series that is Jesus the Game Changer. And the first one in our series is Jesus' last words, our first priority. Every now and then it's good to be reminded of important things, isn't it? Some things that we can sort of forget how important they are, and even why we do what we do. Perhaps, you know, as important as going to the dentist or the doctor, or why it's good to brush our teeth every day. Halitosis is a really bad thing. And or even as mundane as not touching a hot stovetop. And so we're going to kick off this series with Jesus' last words, our first priority. With our usual church life, we can occasionally forget why we do what we do. And what we've been asked to do. And tonight's passage reminds us of that. If you've got your Bibles there, turn to Matthew chapter 28. Otherwise, you can continue along on the screen behind me. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 21. Or 20, I think. Yeah, 20. Verse 16, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you to the end of the age. Keep your Bibles open there, and we'll have a look through that passage. The first thing, hang on a sec. The first thing that we see in this passage from Jesus, one of the major commands is to go. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. One trap that we can get into in church life is just getting stuck in the mundane of everyday, Sunday to Sunday services. And we can have the thought that if we just put on a good service, those who need Jesus will come along to the church and they will find Jesus. And that might be the case in a small minority, but generally, people come to faith in Jesus by other disciples or churchgoers going out and sharing the good news of Jesus with them. And this means getting out of our comfort zone and doing something that is possibly a little bit frightening. Talking with people or making friends with people that we don't already know. And it doesn't mean that you have to go overseas to another nation or another society, another culture, because we have so many cultures and nations here in Australia with us already. There are nations from right around the world here in our community. You just have to take a little drive close to the caravan park in Gatton to realise how many backpackers and how many nations there are in Australia. But even our own homegrown Aussies need to know about the hope that we can have in Jesus Christ. To hear about the hope that they can have with a real meaningful relationship with Jesus. And so we are called to go to all nations, to all people, and share the message of Jesus with them. Secondly, we see the call to make disciples. Do you notice that it doesn't say make converts or convert people to Christianity? We are to make disciples. Unfortunately, with many evangelistic crusades, there are people that hear the message of Jesus and make a decision, or they're touched by the truth of this message and they make a decision to follow Jesus, but then that's as far as it goes. One thing that is lacking in this scenario is the connection of a local church, and people are unaware of what they need to do next. This has changed a little bit in recent times, and travelling evangelists will link in with the ministers of local churches and get people connected in that way. But getting connected into a fellowship of believers helps people to learn what Jesus taught them, to help them to enjoy the fellowship of other believers, to grow in maturity and love for one another. Because discipleship is not, or becoming a disciple is not a one-off event. It doesn't happen just one day. It is a continuous process. Being taught to know what it means to follow Jesus is something that you are continually learning, that I am continually learning as well. And increasing in our knowledge of God as a God who saves is something that should increase as we grow into our old age, as we grow wiser and wiser. And baptizing them is another call that is made in this passage. Discipleship involves baptizing believers and teaching them what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. As a Baptist church, we believe that Scripture tells us that baptism is by being fully immersed or fully underneath the water in a symbol of dying to Christ as you go under, or dying with Christ as you go under the water, and then raising again to new life as we come up out of it. And there's nothing magical that happens in a baptism, but there is certainly a significant spiritual change in the life of a person. And teaching involves learning from Scripture. And this can take many forms. It can be as informal as reading a daily devotional by yourself through any one of the Bible apps, or reading a physical Bible. It can be as informal as reading one-to-one with a fellow believer, or listening to a sermon in church or online, sitting around a Bible study group and learning from one another as well. Whatever the form of teaching, it's important to continue to grow in our understanding of who God is. And lastly, this is a timeless command. This is a timeless command to make disciples. Look at the second half of verse 20. I'll go back for you, if I can. The second half of verse 20, it says, I am with you always to the end of the age. Now, Jesus wasn't just addressing his disciples for that one time and making this command specifically to them. This is a timeless command that is to be carried out by disciples that were made by Jesus' disciples, who then made more disciples, who then made more disciples. And so we're called to be disciples who make disciples, who make disciples. And so the continuation of the church goes on. And the end of the age has not yet come. It will not yet come until Jesus returns and takes those who follow him into eternity. And from the very first words that Jesus starts to say, "The all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me," gives us the indication that we do not need to be afraid of what might happen if we dare to step out in faith and make disciples, go to nations and baptize people. So my challenge is to you is the question of, have you made Jesus' final words your first priority? Have we together as a church made Jesus' words, Jesus' final words, our first priority? These words of go and make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them, and being reminded that Jesus is with us until the end of the age, is a great reminder of what we're called to do. Let me pray. Lord, we do thank you for this timeless command, this call to go into all areas of the world to proclaim the hope that we can have in you and to make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them and being taught ourselves what it means to be a follower of Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that you are with us wherever we go when we step out in faith. We thank you that you have been given all authority and that you have then passed some of that authority onto the church. We pray, Lord, that we would be encouraged but also challenged to go into places where you are not spoken of or where you are just simply unknown. We pray, Lord, that you would use us to make disciples, to teach people, that they might come into your church, into your kingdom, and that kingdom would continue into the end of the age. Lord, again, we thank you that you are with us, and we ask that you would go before us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, Jody.